The second ha'ara is the Rukeach, and it's quoted by the Bnei Yisachar in his Mamorim on Chanukah. In Parsh says a davar nifla. We know that one of the places that the Torah talks about the Mayadim is in Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor, you have the Parsha of the Mayadim. Kiddush that we make on Yontif comes from Parshas Emor. Eila Mayad Hashem Mikroi Kodesh Ashatikro Oisim the Mayadim is a pasuk of Parshas Emor. And then right afterwards, you have all the Yomim Tovim. You have the Yontif of Pesach. You have the Yontif of Shavuos. You have Sfir Sa'omer. You have the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. You have Yom Kippur. You have Sukkis. After the Parsha of the Mayadim, the next psukim are Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimer Tzaves Bnei Yisrael V'yikwe Lecha Shemin Zayich Zach Kosses Lamar Lahalus Ner Tamin. And you have the Parsha of the Menorah. So the Rukeach, one of the Rishonim, said a Dover Nifla. He said that right after the Parsha of Mayadim, you have the Parsha of the Menorah. Now the Parsha of the Menorah is mentioned, Parsha of Baloischa, Baloischa Sanheiris. You have it in Parsha of the Tzav, but one of the places that you have it is in Parsha's Emor, right after the Mayadim. So the Rekeach said, what's it doing right after the Mayadim? He said, this is a remez in the Torah to the Yontif of Chanukah. That one day there's going to be a Yontif, and this Yontif is going to be centered around the mitzvah of Adlokis HaMenorah. So the Yikhoi Lech Hashem in Zayezach, Kosis Lamar, Lahalois Ner Tomin, Ala Menorah, Tahoira, Yarech Sanheiris. We mention all the Yomim Tovim. We start with Pesach, you have Sfiras HaOmer, you have Shavuos, you have Rosh Hashanah, you have Yom Kippur, you have Sukkis, and then afterwards you have Balois Chasaneris. What's the Menorah doing here? Oh, because it's another Yontif. This is a remez to the Yontif of Chanukah. But the Yisachar brings us from the Rukeach. Right afterwards, the very, very next parsha is V'lokachta soiles V'afisa oiso shteim esrei chalois Shnei esrei nemiyah chalo ha'echos. Torah talks about the shulchan, and the Torah mentions the mitzvah of the lechem aponim. The Rekeach, in that piece that the Bnei Yisachar quotes, goes weiter. He says that V'yesh loymar, that this parsha right here, the parsha of the lechem aponim, is a remez to another yontif that's not mentioned in the Torah. And that's the yontif of Purim. That the yontif of Purim is merumas in the lechem aponim. Now this is a little bit harder to understand. The fact that the yontif of Chanukah is symbolized in the mitzvah of the menorah, that everybody knows. But what does the yontif of Purim have to do with lechem mishnah? What does the yontif of Purim have to do with the shulchan? So pashup shat is, because the lechem aponim was bread, and bread is suda, and on Purim there's a mitzvah, mishta and simcha, and that's the pashup shat. But the Chasam Sofer in a few places says a dover nifla ad lema'od. Says the Chasam Sofer, yesh loimer. You want to know what the shaychus is between the yontif of Purim and the lechem mishta and the shulchan? He says, because the Gemara says that when Achashverosh turned to his seven chevra, and he wanted to know what to do about the fact that Vashti refused him and didn't just refuse him in such a disrespectful way. So the pasuk mentions their name. Karshna, Sheisar, Admasa, Sarshish, Meres, Marsana, Memuchan. And the Gemara says that all these names were really a remes to the taina that the Malachi Asharis had to HaKadosh Baruch at that very given moment. So just picture the scene, what's going on in the palace, and Vashti just refused, and Achashverosh is completely doubled over. He's been drinking for 187 days. And the question is like, how do you handle the whole situation? So he turns to his Masharsin. What should we do? At that second, at that very moment, says the Gemara, which is the more dramatic reading of what the Gemara says, Mefurish, all of a sudden there's a big tumult in Shemayim. And the Malachi Asharis turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now's the time. Now's the time. You see where things are heading. There's no Beis HaMikdash. Everything's heading in the wrong direction. There's an opportunity now to make it happen. We get Vashti killed now. Esther will become the queen. Eventually, there's going to be a gula. And the malachim are lobbying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the lobbying of the malachim is merumis in the names of these seven Masharsim. Amru lefan of Rebbeinu Shalom. Klum ekrivu lefanecha karim b'nei shana. Sheisar. Klum ekrivu lefanecha shnei toiren. Admasa. Klum banu lefanecha mezbeach adama. Tarshish. Klum shimshu lefanecha bebigdei kuhuna. Meres. Klum mirsu bedam lefanecha marsno. Klum mirsu bemenachis lefanecha memuchan. What's memuchan? Klum echinu shulchan lefanecha. Said the Chasam Sofer Dovin Neira. He said memuchan who's Haman. Memuchan's the one that gave the eitzah to kill Vashti. What were the malachim saying? What's merumis in memuchan? It was klum echinu lefanecha shulchan. The Yidden used to do the mitzvah of the Shulchan when there was a Beis HaMikdash. There was a coin that every Shabbos would put Yud Beis Chalas, and then the Mishmaros would divide it, and they would take Shnei Bezicha Levoina, and they would be Makter on the Mizbech HaChitzon. This is what went on. This was Memuchan, and ultimately it was through Memuchan that the Geula came. It was through Memuchan that Vashti gets killed, and Esther becomes the queen, and that's when the whole story happens. So what triggered the story? It came through the Taina of Memuchan. And what was the taina of Memuchan? Klum hechinu shulchan lefanecha. Sadech Sam Sofer, that's the remez. The Rekeach said that in the Lechem Aponim, it's Merum is the Purim story. Ma inyan Purim story, it's all the shulchan. What's have to do with the Lechem Aponim? The Teretz is the Gemara. Because the Gemara said the Koyach HaTaino was Klum hechinu shulchan lefanecha. And that was in Memuchan, who was Haman, through whom the whole inyan happened. He's the one that gave the Eitzah to kill Vashti. That's the remez. So you have right after the parish of the Mayadim and parish of Zemar, you have the parish of the Menorah, and then you have the parish of the Lechem Aponim. Zokter Rekeach, the Menorah is a remes to Chanukah. That's easy. But the Lechem Aponim is a remes to Purim. What's the shaykh between Lechem Aponim and Purim? Sedech Sam Sofer, it's a mefurish Gemara in the Sechtes Megillah, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis.